Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Saturday morning. It's going to be a little chilly, but no rain, at least not that I know of in the forecast. But we'll see how Sunday turns out. A little chilly right now, for sure. It's in the 40s. My gosh, it's cold. But we'll see how Sunday turns out. Be a little warmer, but I'm just trying to figure out how things could change for the Eagles. Now, any team can win on any day. Even the really, there's been really bad teams. The Eagles aren't a bad team. They're just not good enough right now that can win a game. You know, earlier in the week, I thought the Eagles had a decent chance of winning. Actually, better than a decent chance, a real chance of winning, because I thought the Ravens' offense really is not what's generating the points for them. It's their defense. But then I saw the line jump yesterday, and I'm trying to – I know the Eagles have injuries, and they announced who was going to be out. And the right side of their offensive line is now changed. Pryor's ill, and now when players are ill, you don't play them because you're worried it could be the forerunner. Now, he hasn't tested positive, but it could be the forerunner for COVID-19, which unfortunately people in our city, let alone our country, aren't following guidelines and taking it seriously enough. That's why it keeps on spiking. So the Eagles and the NFL are doing it in that regard. And Lane Johnson, who I know he wants to play, he thought he was going to play. I know that. And the Eagles and the doctors probably recommended against it based on what they see in his ankle. So that's not good. The line jumped 2 points, and that's 9.5 at home. That's almost ridiculous. That's ridiculous. If you bet the game, you almost have to take the Eagles plus the 9.5, but it kind of concerns me. Can they score points? Yeah, I think they can score points. They can't turn the ball over. If they don't turn the ball over, I think they can score points. Now, obviously, they're not going to get out of the 20s unless they get turnovers themselves. DeSean Jackson, I'm really disappointed he's not playing. Disappointed because his hamstring. And I'm not in his body, so I can't tell you that. But how bad can it be when it really wasn't serious and he's out there with a limited practice? Players with limited hamstrings don't practice because then you're worried. And I saw him running routes. He wasn't full speed in practice, but it was individual stuff. It wasn't with the team. Alshon Jeffrey, I kind of thought there was a chance, but really didn't expect him because that injury, based on the time that they'd like to give it, that Liz Frank injury, has him out. So obviously they don't miss DeSean Jackson. They miss him, but they don't miss him because Fulgham already stepped up. They miss Jalen Reagor. That's who they missed. I think they missed Jalen Reagor because they missed that speed. It's just, why did it go to 9.5? But we can talk about that today. What chances you give them? And I did give them a good chance, and then I kind of changed when I saw the line move. Still think if they don't turn the ball over, I think they'll win the game. But That's the most, that's the important part of every football game. So we'll talk about the Eagles today and your thoughts on where they go, what they do, trades. You know, they, see, they're going to win on Thursday night, the next game. And that actually kind of keeps them in it. Because, believe it or not, Dallas is the underdog at home against Arizona. This is one time that that I don't think I would bet against Arizona or bet against Dallas. Because I just don't think Dallas's defense is good at all. And I think Andy Dalton, especially the first full game, will have a good game for them. So you can't count on Dallas losing all the time to stay in this thing. And they can stay in this thing even if they lose Sunday. But there's a point by week 8 where you have to make a decision whether you are going to make trades. And that's really what I think is what it's starting to come down to. But I don't know that they'll make trades thinking they're out of it, because in the division, they're never out of it. Not with this division. Not unless they lose like 3 or 4 straight games. And they have the Ravens tomorrow. They got the Giants on Thursday night, which if they don't win that, then it's really, then you might as well say it's over. The Giants on Thursday night, and they'll win that game. And then they got the Dallas Cowboys here the following game. And that might be the game that determines, and that's before the trade deadline, that determines whether they're still in it or not. And they're really, it's really hard to fall out of it, because the Cowboys can lose 2 or 3 in a row. They've already lost, they should have lost 3 in a row at the start of the season. So we'll talk about that, the injuries. And again, I'm really disappointed in Deshaun. The team needs you, and you're not out there. And again, I can't tell how his hamstring feels, but if he can practice, why can't he play? And it's not a full practice. I understand that. So we can talk about that. Lane Johnson, I know, wants to play. He is a tough, tough son of a gun, and somebody must have told him, you can't play. Somebody in the medical staff, and, you know, they make the final decision. So we'll talk about that. Fans will be at the game. I want to get, there's obviously a lot of fans that are smart enough that don't want to go. When I say you're smart enough, they only put 5,500 tickets on sale. And as of yesterday, I don't know what it's like today, there were still tickets available. There were tickets still available to buy. I think they're expensive for the games right now. I don't know how they arrived at the prices. You know, there's tier pricing. They're not as expensive for the Giants game, because who the hell wants to go to the Giants game, especially with a night game? But your thoughts on why you do or don't want to go to the game, and I'll give you my thoughts later in the show, what my thoughts are about fans being at the game. I know all the Eagles and all the players said the right things about having fans there. But what kind of noise are 5,500 fans going to really generate? What kind of emotion for the home team is it really going to generate? But we'll talk about that. Talk about whether you didn't go or you didn't want to go, why you wanted to go, and why you didn't want to go. We will talk about that. One of the things that I also want to touch on again is the Philly situation with signing JT Realmuto. And it's double-sided the way I look at it. The Phillies need so much. You can't put all that money into one player for all those years. It's going to be at least 5 years. You can't do it. You can't do it. And the player that, if you're going to sign a free agent, and he's done it again, that I think would be more important to the Phillies, it would be George Springer, the center fielder for the Astros. This guy just, in big games, he's terrific. About the same age, will cost less money, may not be as many years, I'd rather have George Springer. The Phillies need a center fielder. They really need a leadoff hitter because Andrew McCutchen can't play all the time anymore. And after this year, I don't know that he'll be with the team in any capacity as a starting left fielder. You know, if they sign him cheaply and keep him as a backup after this season, that's fine. But you need a leadoff hitter and you need a center fielder, and that's George Springer. I'd rather side George Springer than JT Realmuto, who I know is a terrific catcher, but he's a catcher at his age, 3 years into the contract, he'll be playing more first base. If they have a DH, he'll be DH and play first base. And you're paying him as a catcher, yet he won't have as many solid years as a catcher if you sign him to a five-year contract. So you got to look at it that way. And we'll get your thoughts on that too. I was hoping the Sixers would sign Daryl Morey, who resigned from the Rockets. But there's obviously some complications with that, and I don't know how much the Rockets wanted for Daryl Morey, because he resigned with, I believe, 4 years left on his contract. So you had to work something out. Apparently the Sixers either couldn't or didn't want to work it out. And the report is that the Sixers will hire Pacers executive Peter Dinwiddie as the executive vice president of basketball operations. I don't know now that Daryl Morey fits in, because Elton Brand's going to still be there. How many guys do you need? These guys would be useless. Not Elton Brand, but why would Dinwiddie come there if Morey's going to oversee the whole thing? But the Sixers got it, and they got rid of that Alex Rucker, or they reassigned him. Get rid of him. Get him out of the building. It just... what a disaster he was. What a disaster. There should be more guys. I can give you a list of what they should get rid of, but that would be important for them. I don't think it's going to change what they have right now, because they still have a roster that is hard to get rid of the guys that are making too much money. Tobias Harris. I don't care how well Tobias Harris played under Doc Rivers, because he played so well, he traded him. That's how well he played under Doc Rivers. He traded him. And then Al Horford just doesn't fit, and he may have gotten old overnight. I don't know how you get rid of those guys. You can get rid of them, but you're going to have to give up something just to get rid of their money. And that's the one thing. If they don't do that, then they're still doomed. And I still think they're doomed with Ben Simmons. The new executive vice president of basketball operations, we'll see what he can do. Obviously, he's better than what they had. So it's a start. All right, this morning, the one thing I want to do, every week we have a $100 gift certificate to give away for DeBruno Brothers. I'm trying to feed you with really, really good stuff. Just stopped by their 9th Street store. They have 5 locations. Stopped by their 9th Street store, and I went crazy looking at all the unbelievable food that they had there. And they have it at all their locations. So I have a $100 gift certificate, and you can check out the Bruno Brothers at thebruno.com. And here's what I'm trying to find. Thought about it this week. We do all these Zoom calls, the media, and people hear them sometimes live on Periscope rather than hear a news conference, but it's a Zoom conference. And it's just maybe Zoom has hurt it a little bit, but there's no real personalities anymore. There's nobody that says what they really think. And I know they're instructed by the public relations departments for every team to not say certain things. Just go right down the path of least resistance and not say anything. But there's guys that, there was players that and even coaches, that wouldn't pay attention to that. And I can't remember the last time we had a real personality. Personalities, and not what they do off the court, and you know, not the things that they may do off the court or off the field or off the ice. Hockey players, it's hard to find personalities. The Flyers used to have them years ago. They don't have any right now. Brizgalov was a personality because he was such a moron and such an idiot. But the person, and the one that kind of sounds the best to me, personalities in the way they speak to you, and they speak to you through the media, just like Charles Barkley was a personality. He said, you know, I'll take that off the table because that's too easy, because he would say what he thinks. But the last time or the last player or coach that you can think of that was a real personality, it's hard to come up with them now. It is almost impossible to come up with them now. But we'll do that. All right, let me give you the number, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. And we'll do that along with the other things that we talked about. And we'll touch on what happened on this date. And it happened quite a while ago in sports. 94, WIP. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. WIP Sports Time is now 8:17. Hey, if you're in the restaurant business, hopefully things are starting to pick up. That's important. The hospitality business, the same thing. Casino business, all businesses. Hopefully it's starting to pick up. And with that, you got to listen up. You really do need to talk to my good pals at PDQ Signature Systems. So a good company for your business, the ones that I just mentioned. In the new era of food service, it's more important now than ever to have all the solutions, every one of them, that are available to take your dine-in services outside, because you still have outside service with curbside pickup, contactless delivery, custom online ordering, and mobile tablets that are actually designed for rugged restaurant use. PDQ can help you. They really will help you. Everything you need for success, including the best POS system in the marketplace. And that's what PDQ offers. PDQ POS. It's the fastest POS. It's the easiest POS. And it's the only POS you will ever need. It's important to your business. Those businesses, it's really important. Whether you have a single location restaurant or have thousands of locations, PDQ. Check it out. Will help you sell more and save more. Joe Flynn, terrific guy, very, very nice guy with it, and good guy, with a great team at PDQ, and they've been helping businesses just like yours for over 30 years. You got to trust me on this one. You want the best, you got to trust the best. That's PDQ POS. Check them out, PDQPOS.com, and tell them the King sent you. WIP on a chilly day. Man, it's cold right now. I'm obviously inside, but I know it's cold outside. I'm going to be a little cold walking today, although my walk, I still do 14 to 16 miles a day. And yesterday I did it in the rain. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got my 14 to 16 miles, which is over 30,000 steps. Yesterday was my 90th straight day. For people that have Fitbits and check their steps, my 90th straight day of doing 30,000 or more steps. Yeah, I just want to stay in shape. All right, let's go to the phones, and I think Dewey, you're up. You're number one today.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
I'm great, Dewey. How are you?
Good, sir. Good. That was a very good point you made about George Springer. Well, thank you. That was my sport, and he's an excellent ball player.
I'd rather have him than JT. If I had to sign, and you can't really sign anybody else. You've already signed so many free agents. How many can you sign? You can't sign that many. That's why you needed a farm system. That's why the Phillies suck, because
Correct.
They don't have a farm system.
You nailed that.
Yeah.
So I called to talk about the Eagles. You guys had a guest a couple of days ago. I caught the end of it. It was when John Ritchie talks, you know, that slot. And a guy was trying to say that linebacker shouldn't be like a priority in the draft. And he's like, you should be able to sign like a free agent, you know, like a non-drafted free agent to be like a star linebacker. And the guy's dreaming. When I only had season tickets, I got lucky.
I don't know that there was linebackers out there. Usually you get them in the draft. The star guys. Otherwise, any star player usually stays with his team if he still has a lot left in the tank. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. But they don't seem. This is kind of why I'm starting to wonder if the general manager knows what he's doing, because they keep. You can tell they don't prioritize linebacker. When I had season tickets from '89 to '93, I just found for 4 years with like 10 people, and you know, that's Byron Evans, Seth Joyner, Willie T.
But you can't go back to those days because there was salary cap back then. That's really the difference.
Understand.
So if you put your money in it, I'm not going to defend the players they have. Although T.J. Edwards, and I forget how they got him, T.J. Edwards was really playing well, and then he has the hamstring injury. They miss him. They do miss him. And they don't, with the defenses they play, nickel and dime and all that, they don't use the three linebackers a lot of the time. So with the way they play, that's probably part of it. Now, do they need better linebackers? Sure. But if T.J. Edwards was in there, they would be better right now. So, I I'm not going to defend the moves they made. And was it Patrick Queen rather than Rager? Did you want a wide receiver or did you want a linebacker? And in their minds, just to help Carson Wentz, because you knew you needed wide receivers, they went with the wide receiver. Whether it was the right one or not, that's another story. That's another story because you could have taken Jefferson too, but you don't know because Rager's got some speed. But whatever the case, they felt they needed a wide receiver more than a linebacker. So I don't know that. And T.J. Edwards they got, so it couldn't have been that bad. He was an undrafted free agent last year. And he started to really play well. And you get lucky in those regards sometimes. Fulgham, they got lucky. Now, it's only a few games, but this guy catches everything thrown at him, and he's not a small guy. He's 6'2".
Yep.
So,
I sort of meant instead of the pick with Jalen Hurts. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
in other words, instead of drafting him, meaning that's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, but what linebacker was available at that point? I don't know. And Jalen Hurts they're going to need in a year anyway as a backup. He's a backup quarterback, and he was there. I'm torn whether that was the right pick or not the right pick. But
I think
you can't determine that in the first.
I like him as a player. They feel that was one.
Nate
they needed
Sudfeld
a linebacker or wide receiver at that pick.
Yeah.
Lineman.
Yeah. So it's. Well, do you have a personality? You have a personality.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. Oh, I got a good one. Back, it leads up to, remember I told you when I had season tickets from '89 to '93? I was way up in the 700 level. Buddy Ryan, that's a personality.
Buddy Ryan is a
Buddy
good
Ryan.
One. You know what?
Yep.
Buddy Ryan is a really good one.
That was a personality, whether you like them or not.
You're the first one. Yes, he is. All right, I'm going to hold on, and we'll get your information because that's the first one that is good. And hold on, and just because you mentioned Buddy Ryan and we had it ready, some of the things he would go off on, and this was the Bounty Bowl situation when Buddy Ryan went off. Let's hear him. Thank you. Well, Buddy always unloaded whenever he wanted to unload. Jimmy Johnson is a great coach, but that's all right. Buddy at least said what he thought, is a great coach. His buddy, who they separated, and that was Jerry Jones' biggest mistake, is letting Jimmy Johnson get out of there. That was his biggest mistake. And that's why the Cowboys have not won squat-a since he left. But that's all right. Buddy is a good personality. Let's go to George. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm great, George. How are you?
Good. Listen, first off, I want to thank you. I got a envelope in the mail with the Bruno Brothers gift cards.
Yeah, we were just there was a different procedures, and that's why it took longer. Usually,
I got it, so I know what I know what I'm doing on Tuesday, though.
Yeah, what are you doing on Tuesday?
I'm heading down.
Oh, to the Bruno Brothers? Which store are you going to go to?
Oh, I'm going to go down to South Philly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, the Italian market.
Anyway, but I did want to thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No problem. And I'm telling you, you'll go crazy with all the food. You'll absolutely go
crazy.
Oh,
I know. I went online and looked at their menu and everything. They got it's going to be tough. It'll probably,
That's all right.
Probably walk out of there with $200 worth.
Well, that's all right. They won't be upset with that. But at least you get it for half price with the $100 gift certificate.
That's right. Listen, I wanted to mention the fact that you had said you had played golf with Gary Player.
Yes.
I saw he was up at Aronimink giving an interview at the ladies PGA Championship this past week.
Was that an amateur event? Was that
No, it was the LPGA.
I know. It was so under the radar.
I was very disappointed because, no fans.
Under the radar, too, because it wasn't the date that it was originally scheduled.
True.
But I'll say that Gary Player is in the area for a while, and he's playing a lot of golf courses. And the golf course that I belong to, Commonwealth Natural, I think it's one of the three best golf courses in the area. I mean, obviously you got to take Pine Valley, you got to take Marion, and after that I think it's up for debate. And he loves the golf course, so he's played there multiple times. The pro there has played with him, and he played in our group that day, Patrick Shine. It's a terrific golf course that Gary Player loves, but it was it's a day that I'll never forget to play with. Charles Barkley's a Hall of Famer, but I played golf with Charles 100 times. But to play with Gary Player, who was so nice, gave me some golf tips. It was one of the better experiences that I will have in my life, and I will always remember it, and I will always remember Gary Player.
Did Charles Barkley give Gary Player any tips?
No, but I'll tell you what, Gary was helping all of us. He helped us in the bunker. I got a video of him giving us a little lesson in the bunker. And and Charles actually played well. I got to give Charles credit. He's gotten, for the most part, he's gotten rid of that hitch. And he can hit it a ton. He's playing much, much better. But we had a great time. It was just a lot of laughs, a lot of jokes, and a lot of fun.
Gary Player won at Aronimink in 1962, and the fact, like you say, he was in the area. They had him. They interviewed him outside, and I know he's what, 84 or something.
He's going to be 85 in November.
Yeah, I mean he's still. I remember when he was on.
Let me tell you something. The guy hit every fairway, and he's so nice to people, and he's so willing to come out. He's come out for functions. I know he's going to Commonwealth for functions. He's played at a lot of, like I said, he's played at a lot of golf courses. He's a wonderful, terrific, funny guy. And he can still play.
Yeah, back in the 90s when the seniors played at Chester Valley and ESPN broadcasted it, I was fortunate enough to get a day where I got to walk with him when he had, what was that caddy's name? Rabbit, the big tall.
Mm-hmm.
His caddy. Anyway, to get back to the Eagles, I think they'll give it a valiant effort, but I don't think there'll be enough for them to pull it out.
Number one, they can't turn the ball over. They have any turnovers, they already put themselves in a hole. They can't have any turnovers. And they can win, but it scares me that it jumped 2 points, and it jumped because of the injuries. There's no way you could bet the Ravens laying 9.5 points here. Not that the home field makes that much of a difference, because it's the travel, but they're only traveling from Baltimore. It's a bus trip. I mean, it's not even that far.
I
don't know what they do. How do they win the game?
How do they win the game?
Yeah.
Well, like you say, turnovers can happen. Time of possession has to matter, and they have to balance the pass and the run. And they got to give Miles Sanders 20 carries.
Well, you can only give him 20 carries if you can run the football. See, the way Pittsburgh plays defensively, they couldn't run. They had, he broke one run. But the other runs were unsuccessful.
Well, he had 6 yards on the other runs total.
Here's what the way they got to get him the football. I think they got to find ways to get him the football in the passing game. They got to get him in the open field. And if you can do that, then you can open up the run a little bit. But once you don't do that, and they got to find him in the passing game some way or another. And Miles Sanders said this week that they were working on things in the passing game to get him the football. That's the way you've got to get him the football. All right, George, who's your personality?
Well, you can take me out of the running since I won a few weeks ago, but Barkley was going to be my man because I had a chance to meet him, but I'll go with Shaquille O'Neal.
You know what? Shaq is pretty good.
He just does
Barkley's
a lot of
good, and I already mentioned, but Barkley's an easy one, so I kind of took him out by mentioning it. But Shaq's, but we don't have those guys anymore. Hey, George, I appreciate the call. Enjoy yourself at the Bruno Brothers. Enjoy yourself. You'll want to eat before you even get out of the store. The personality that I deem that people come up with the best will win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. All right, let me take Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, long time no talk to you, brother. How you, man?
Yeah, where you been?
I don't get up early usually. I used to be a third shift worker, Howard, so I keep weird hours.
I got you.
Yeah. What was I going to say to you? I like your mellow today, brother. I like it. You were totally mellow when Buddy Ryan was brought up. I was shocked.
Well, Buddy Ryan was a terrible head coach.
Yeah, we both agree with that, Howard.
Yeah, but he's passed away, so I can't rip him as much because, may he rest in peace. Yes. But he was a terrible, terrible head coach.
I won't argue that because he paid no attention to offense and just let Randall go do his thing.
Yeah, he let guys do whatever they wanted to do.
And he had that guy who went to the Jets as his offensive coordinator. I think he was hamstrung with him. Am I saying that right? Howard, you said he had to keep him because the owner wanted him, correct?
Which guy is that?
There was a head coach who went on to the Jets. I mean, the offensive coordinator who went on to head coach the Jets. The
Rich
big
Kotite?
Guy. No. Yes. Wasn't he saddled with him? That's a better word.
Well, Rich Kotite was a head coach here before they blew him up.
Agreed. I know that happened too. Yeah. I don't forget that. And he was terrible here too. It was amazing the guy supposedly was on his deathbed, Howard, the Jets guy, and wanted him.
I know.
Of course, he was terrible there.
Yeah. Horrible.
Absolutely terrible. I'm going to use that, Howard, to support Buddy Ryan, though, because this is why I love the guy, and this is why a lot of Philly guys love the guy, and I know you know this, but some of your youngsters that you have helped come along over there who are becoming announcers now, I won't point them out who it is, but they don't know about Buddy Ryan being a great defensive coordinator. Not good.
Yeah, he was that's what his job should have been.
Yeah,
The Bears, when they won in 1985, it was wrong that they carried – he was the guy that the players celebrated.
Yeah.
And Mike Ditka was the head coach.
Right.
And that created a problem.
But you can see that mistake, though, Howard, because in the NFL today, just like what's-his-name does, this guy does it now. I like Doug Peterson a lot. He leaves the defense alone. So you think when you bring Buddy in, he's going to leave the offense alone. If you got a good offensive coordinator, maybe he could have been a decent head coach, because he was such a good defensive coordinator.
Well, and he did leave the offense alone, but he let Randall do whatever he wanted to do, and that was
agreed.
A problem, too.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to go with this, Howard. There was a guy on another talking head on one of the shows. I'm going to say it was your – as a matter of fact, I do know he was on WIP, but it's just one of the guys who calls in, and he's an NFL guy. And he talked about turnovers being a thing that you can't predict, like unquantitative, you might use a word like that. I don't even know if that's a word. But I found out that that's not true. The number one blitzing defense in the NFL is usually the top in the top two of turnovers for the season. Rarely out of the top three, I think it is, of how it goes down.
Well, yeah, but they might be a good defense anyway. And blitzing is part of what they do because they have players that can support and help if the blitz doesn't get there. And that's important, too. That really is important.
I just go with the basic theory myself, Howard, that I think Buddy went with, too. As a matter of fact, I'm sure he went with. You're leaving five in there to block my four. Guess what? I ain't got enough. I'm going to send five. And Buddy,
yeah, but if the quarterback's good enough, he's going to beat you because he's going to get rid
of the
ball quickly.
If that happens, you definitely get beat on the blitz, Howard. But like I said, the thing I found out is that the blitz also caused, you know this, causes turnovers. And I know you love the turnover game. I know.
Well, I know that too. But you got to be able to get there on the blitz.
Of course.
The reason that the blitz were and it worked with San Francisco because the quarterback was a stiff. So you got to find a team that like. I don't know how much you can blitz with Lamar Jackson. I think you use the same philosophy. I forget who the quarterback was, who they wanted to just keep in the pocket. And that's what they did with Randall. Keep him in the pocket. You want him to throw because he's going to make mistakes.
Yeah, but that's not how that leads me to this. The same thing like you're saying as the blitz doesn't always work. Keeping Randall in the pocket and having a spy didn't always work because the best of the best, and Randall is one of them, the top five running quarterbacks anywhere. I don't care what spy you use.
How many playoff games did he win here?
I know, brother. I'm not saying that. I'm only talking about running quarterbacks and spies now. I'm talking about basic defensive concepts. You can say I'm going to beat this running quarterback by leaving a spy in him and keeping him in the pocket. But guess what? It didn't work. Where's Randall at, brother, in the all-time running quarterbacks? He's way up there. They couldn't figure out
but
how to stop him.
But the all-time running quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls.
What's his name, Rand? Elway Rand.
No. Elway scrambled to get himself more time to pass, and he would
tell me, Howard, do you remember his big plays in the Super Bowls and getting to the Super Bowls because he did run.
See that video all the time. He was not a running quarterback.
I didn't say he was a running quarterback, but he ran. It's an extra thing to you.
Well, yeah, but but quarterbacks scramble like Fran Tarkenton goes way back.
Yeah, he scrambled to buy time.
He scrambled to buy time.
Yeah, I know.
And Joe Montana scrambled to buy time.
Yes.
He bought time. Because
I agree it hasn't been proven hard over the years, Howard, but there's been a couple guys who ran.
I don't agree with you.
Does Mahomes run?
He wants to pass first.
I didn't argue that. Every quarterback wants to pass first.
He doesn't run as much. He doesn't run as much as you would think.
Come on, Howard. You got to agree that Mahomes runs.
Well, yeah, he runs.
There you go.
When he doesn't have anything, he runs. But he's not a running
quarterback.
Mahomes is not a running quarterback.
I didn't say he's a runner.
No, he's not.
He's the quarterback who
runs.
If you
look at his number, he's not a running quarterback.
Let me give you my guy, bro, because I know we're running up against it. You're going to love my guy. Because I'm sure you got along with him pretty well. And he's a Mount Rushmore guy. Your producer, Kyle's a great kid. He's too young to remember him. But this guy earned his own television show, Howard. Who am I talking about? Local, Phillies.
Go ahead.
Jay Johnstone, brother.
Yeah, you know what? Jay was a great guy, and he was a personality. But there's going to be guys that are going to be better than him. I don't even remember his TV show, but I remember Jay. I knew Jay well. May he rest. He just passed away in the last month.
No doubt.
Jay was great, but he fit in with a lot of those guys. But I appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend. Take care. 94 WIP 215-592-06. And Jay Johnson was a good person. Who are the personalities out there that we don't have anymore? We don't have them anymore. The players or coaches that are personality is the way they explain things to you. You're in a news conference or you're talking to them, and they give you some real insight, not the same basic, standard, boring stuff. And that's just what it's become anymore because of social media and because of media and worried about headlines and all that other nonsense. Just say what you think. We don't have that anymore, and I want people to come up with the personalities that would just tell us what they think. And they were personalities when they told us. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 842. The action, it never stops at Borgata Sports. And right now, customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 money line wager on any pro football team. And if they score a touchdown, you win. You win. Just use the bonus code WIP100. Poor God has got so many great things going on. The sports book, the phone bets, whatever you want to do when you sign up and make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. If you're ready to have as much fun as you do at MGM Resort's legendary Atlantic City Casino Hotel, then you're ready for Borgata Sports. Borgata's the best in Atlantic City, without question. They have so many things going on. This is just one of them. Enjoy the football season like never before with parlay bonus payouts, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BorgataSports.com. Use the bonus code WIP100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. All right, let me address something that was just said. Patrick Mahomes is not a running quarterback. He averages about 200 yards a year. I don't know where that last caller, was it Jim? Says Patrick Mahomes is a running quarterback. The running quarterbacks don't win. For the most part, Lamar Jackson is not going to win. He's just not going to win. He's a running quarterback. He's not going to win. He's going to win enough, but he's not going to win a Super Bowl. Michael Vick was a running quarterback. Never won anything. Randall Cunningham, another running quarterback. Never won anything. Won some games, and with Minnesota, he won more games, but you're not going to win with a running quarterback. And he was more of a passer then, too. Steve Young's the only one, when I look back, and he was still a good passer, but I never really considered him a running quarterback. He scrambled to buy time. Cam Newton, running quarterback, never won. Fran Tarkenton lost in 4 Super Bowls. The game was different, but he ran, but he scrambled a lot of times to buy time. That's what those quarterbacks do, and Patrick Mahomes is not a running quarterback. Running quarterbacks are not going to win Super Bowls. It's pretty obvious when you look at the history. It's pretty obvious. So just to address that point. The other thing, I asked at the beginning of the show, what fans are going to the games and why are you going? Why are you going to the games? And we'll deal with that too. Let me get back to the phones. And this dope, Lamont. I don't have a lot of time for you, Lamont, but go ahead because you're a Cowboys
fan. Hey, good morning, Howard. Good Mr. morning. King, I need you today. I'm going to put some money down on Baltimore.
Well, go ahead.
Point spread move like I thought it was. I got to take them, Howard.
Okay. I would never lay 9.5.
I got to give it to them, Howard. I'm going to do a 3 game.
You're only giving it to them because it's the Eagles. Okay. What else do you have to talk about?
Okay. Hey, Howard, listen. I want to get into things. Seth Joyner, he's a straight talk guy. He's a straight talk guy. He should be the defensive coach, too.
No, he's not a coach. But I did a thing with Seth on, I guess it was YouTube Live or whatever media outlets he's on. Did an hour with him on Zoom. But Seth loves to blitz. That's great. And Seth is, for whatever reason, I don't know, sometimes guys would demand too much from players. Players are different now.
Howard, you need that, Howard. That was Buddy Ryan. Buddy Ryan did that, Howard. When he was there.
But the players were different. You had more control over players back then than you do now.
Oh, okay. But Seth Joyner is the one, Howard. He should be the defensive head coach there. Let him turn thing around, because after this week, it's going to be bad. It's going to be ugly. Then you got the Giants coming. Then you got the Cowboys.
Well, the Giants.
And I win the division. Huh?
They'll beat the Giants. Come on, the Giants.
Come on, Howard, stop it. They know it. Both of them play good against each other.
Okay, the Cowboys are no bargain either, nitwit.
Yeah, we're winning this week, though.
Who are you playing? You might not even win this week. You might not even win this week.
The Cardinals, Howard.
Monday night. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's this week, genius.
Howard, what do you think, Howard? 3-game teaser. Giants win, Baltimore win, and I'm going against the Jets. Is that a good pick?
With the points?
Yeah, I'm giving the points
on all
of them.
I don't like teasers because they're sucker bets.
Oh, so I just put the whole 1,000 on Baltimore then.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, you put all right. $1,000.
Let okay. me tell you, thanks, King.
You're not going to put $1,000 on Baltimore.
Thank you, King.
All right, get out of here. All right, let's go to Brandon. Brandon, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
So, I actually called. I'll give you my sports figure. So I think it's a Mount Rushmore. Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali is really good. That's so obvious.
Yeah.
But you know what, I almost have to eliminate boxers because boxers have nobody. There's no accountability. They can say whatever the hell they want to say. It's like Mike Tyson, as gruff and as rough as he was, he would say whatever the hell he wanted to say. You know, it's almost like it's too easy to say a boxer. If you have somebody else, I'd tell him, because the boxer, the problem with professional sports, and that's the players, they're all instructed, and it's part of what the public relations departments do because they don't want headlines anymore. Boxers don't care if there's headlines. Boxers have nobody to answer to. So it's different with boxers because they have no boss. They are their own boss, where athletes, you can't be afraid if you're honest. You can't be afraid to say things, but it's taken away. And I know that it's part of what they're instructed not to do is to say something that will create a headline. I can't take a boxer, but it's a good, Muhammad Ali's great. Do you have anybody else?
I thought maybe Bernie Perrant was the other one. But
Bernie was good, but there were flyers that were better than him. And I'm not going to say who they were, but there were flyers that were better than him.
But I'd like to ask you a hypothetical question here.
Sure.
3 to 5 years from now, what do you think the Phillies are going to be like? Because I'll be quite honest with you. I lost complete faith after that Milton interview.
Well, unless they hire a real general manager and they get Andy McPhail out of there, they're going to retard themselves for another year. If Andy McPhail is involved in the process to select a new general manager, this team is doomed. Doomed.
Yeah.
Doomed.
That's why I have no faith.
You can't win. Look at the teams in the playoffs. They all have good young players. Every one of them. I mean, every one of them. Atlanta, great young players. Great young players. The Dodgers, great young players. Tampa, great. And they could have hired that guy, and they didn't. They hired that stiff Matt Klentak. Great young players. Houston, great young players. Yeah, you got to supplement. You just can't go out and get free agents. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need young players. And the Phillies, their current structure, and Ned Rice was an assistant of Matt Klentak, so what's he going to do that's different? Their whole system is a mistake. Their whole system is a mistake.
And I don't see it getting fixed, Howard. That's why I was asking.
Well, they got to hire somebody that's good and not have Andy McPhail in there helping make that decision.
And I think McPhail will make that decision. I think
he's
going to
help
in
it. He's going to help in it. That's the problem. He's going to help.
And it's just I'm so deflated from that. After that Milton interview, I was hoping that he will say something I can get on board with. But after that skim milk comment, I just lost it.
What comment?
The skim milk. The draft with the skim milk.
What's that?
They picked up Mickey Moniak. And he said it was skim milk draft.
Oh, it was a skim draft. I forget.
Yeah.
I didn't know it's skim. A slim draft. But that I don't care if it's a slim draft. That wasn't.
Well,
he wasn't the best player.
Other radio
draft.
Shows were saying all the people they got. And how they're pitching out shutout innings.
I know. Well, there's players after Mickey
Moniak. He has no clue. What McPhail is talking his ear, and he's listening, or he's not paying attention. I don't know.
It is an absolute 100% mistake to use Andy McPhail, who's a loser. He's a loser in baseball.
Yes.
I don't care. Oh, John Miller, he won 2 World Series. Yeah, the last one was 29 years ago. 29 years ago.
Oh,
he hasn't had a winning season for 16 years. In his 31 years as an executive, he's only eight winning seasons. The last nine, he did not have a winning season. It's a disgrace. John's got to stop being too close to guys. And I like John, but that's a mistake. What's the question?
I have one more question for you. Do you see Bryce Harper being here in 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Hey,
thank you for
weekend.
The call. Take my call. Bye.
All right. Thank you. 215-592-9494. What happened on this day in history? I'll have that. I still want to hear from fans that are going to the games. And we had one call, their thoughts on not signing JT Realmuto and signing George Springer, or trying to sign George Springer instead. Personalities, whether they be coaches or players, players person that we don't have anymore when they speak to us. I want to get some good ones, and the best one deemed by our crack staff here will win a $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, DeBruno.com, and you will be fed very, very, very well at any one of their five locations. WIP Sports Time, 858. Hey, if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, please listen up. Now, I shouldn't even have to say please. You should listen up anyway. You need to talk to my good friends, and they are great people, at PDQ Signature Systems. In this new era of food service, and it's new, it's different these days, it's more important than ever to have all the solutions available to take your dine-in services outside with curbside pickup. You have that now. Contactless delivery, custom online ordering, you have that, and mobile tablets that are actually designed for rugged restaurant use. A great company that can help you in any one of those businesses. Everything you need for success, including the best POS system in the marketplace. And that's what PDQ offers. PDQ POS is the fastest POS. It's the easiest POS, and it's the only POS you will ever need. Whether you have a single location restaurant or have thousands of locations, this is the one. PDQ will help you sell more, and they will help you save more. Joe Flynn. He runs that great company, terrific guy with a terrific team at PDQ, and they've been helping businesses just like yours for over 30 years. Trust me on this one. You just check it out. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. That's, here's the online address, PDQPOS.com, and tell them the King sent you. WIP, hour number two. Eagles Sunday, 9.5-point underdogs. It jumped 2 points. Maybe that's because of the players that are out. I don't think it's DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey that created that. I guess it's the right side of their line because they lost two players. Lane Johnson's not going to play. That's a problem. Pryor, who has an illness. He hasn't tested positive, but they keep players out with illnesses. Is not going to play. So they have a new right side of the line. So maybe that created some of that. I don't know. It kind of worries me when I see a jump in the point spread like that. But we'll get your thoughts. I thought they had a chance to win the game because the Ravens' offense hasn't been that great. Lamar Jackson, who has to run for success, well, he only ran twice last week for 3 yards, and he was like 19 for 37. He did not have a good game. He has a little bit of a knee issue, and they have an offensive line that's given them some issues. So I thought they had a chance, but when I see the line jump, I'm going to say, why did it jump up 2 points? And it has to be because of the injury. So it started to worry me. I really did, and kind of do, if they don't turn the ball over, I think they have a chance, but it's... the right side of the line is not a good situation. It's not good. It's not good at all. And they didn't really get any receivers back. So it's Fulgham, and more Fulgham. And other teams, you know, I'm sure the Ravens will do a better job there. Zach Ertz has obviously got to step it up. So you still don't have Dallas Goedert, which they miss him too, catching the football. It's not easy. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40, talk about the weekend football. And fans going to the game, like, why are you going? As of yesterday, they hadn't sold out the 5,500 tickets that they put on sale. So somebody's got some brains. And the amount of fans there aren't going to generate the kind of noise and enthusiasm that a stadium that would be packed would generate. Just to have fans there doesn't mean anything other than they get money for it. It's all about money. It really is all about money, and I'm kind of disappointed in that. I don't think you close down a facility. Like this morning, the Jacksonville Jaguars facility was closed down. They're practicing at an alternative site because a practice player tested positive. Yet they'll do that. They close down facilities for one or two tests, and they open up a stadium to 5,500 people. And in Tampa, it's 12,000 people. Are you crazy? Like, where is the consistency there? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's just, I know, like, fans are going to wear masks. Once they start eating and drinking, the masks come off. Now, whether they put them back on, we'll find out. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Will. Will's in Fort Myers. What's happening, Will?
Hello, Howard. How are you?
I'm great. I've never had a bad day in my life, Will.
Actually, I was thinking about important dates. Tomorrow is actually the 40th anniversary of Dickie Knowles decking George Brett. Remember that?
I thought that wasn't in Philadelphia. That was in Kansas City, right?
No, it was in Kansas City. It was that Saturday game in Game 4 where he put him on his back and then, you know.
Well, today, let me check the date today, but today's the 17th, so you're right.
Right.
So this today was probably the day. That is correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple questions for you regarding the Phillies general manager search. Do you think Joe Girardi is going to have maybe any input in this in terms of maybe hiring a guy that he feels comfortable with?
No, I don't think I don't know that you can do it because anybody, they're not going to hire a bad guy. They may hire a bad guy personality wise. I don't know that Joe is as well versed on that. No, I don't think he'll, you know, they'll tell him who they may hire. I don't know if they'll allow him to talk to him. They may not. But the guys that are heading the search, Ned Rice, who's the interim GM, and Andy McPhail, have both failed. They've both failed. They're with a team that for 5 years hasn't had a winning record. So what makes them the right guys to select somebody? And I think where John Middleton makes a mistake, I think he wants to do well, but he gets conned by people, I think. And I think he was conned by Matt Klentak. He's being conned by Andy McPhail. And he could use Pat Gillick if he's worried about, and he's worried about identifying people, and because he doesn't know the people as well, and he doesn't have the same contact with the people, but Pat Gillick does. Pat Gillick should be the one, and they should have gotten rid of Andy McPhail. Pat Gillick be the interim and help him run this baseball team.
I think you had mentioned something a couple of weeks ago, apparently, that Matt Klentak really didn't use a lot of his resources, right? Either talking to Pat Gillick, and I know when
he didn't use any. He didn't even go and check the players at Lehigh. He didn't even go up and look at them once. Not once.
It still bothers me that he basically got rid of Larry Boa out of the dugout when he got rid of Pete Buchanan.
Well, they want their own people in there. They want kiss ass people, and that's what they want.
Can I give you a sports personality?
Sure.
Dallas Green.
Dallas Green is a really good one. And that goes way back.
Dallas
Green is not a good one. Dallas Green's a great one. Will, I don't know how you'd use the DeBruno Brothers gift certificate.
Well, I am in New Jersey during the holidays in the summer, so I kind of split time.
Oh, okay. All right.
By the way, I'm actually going to the Tampa Bay Green Bay game tomorrow.
Oh, that's in Tampa.
Why would you go when
in 40 some states in the country the virus is spiking? Why would you go?
Well, somebody got me tickets. That was one of the reasons, and it was Rogers, Brady. But, you know, you are right. When the minute you start eating, you take your mask off.
I know. And then you're going to start yelling with your mask off.
Yeah.
Socially distanced. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
When you go to the restroom, when you go to the concession stands, you can socially distance, but you're still close to one another.
No, you're right.
I just think it's an absolute mistake, and it's a contradiction of the NFL to close down facilities for one or two tests, and then they'll allow thousands of fans into a game. I think it's an absolute joke.
I'm glad you like my Dallas Green one.
I do. Hold on. We'll get your information. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're Bill in wonderful downtown Mayfair. What's happening, Bill?
Yes, indeedy. Coming at you live from Frankfort and Cottman. Hey, listen, I have an invite from an old friend of yours, Adriano, who's running Gino's. I want you to come up for dinner and treating. Anyway, that's that.
Okay.
Let's get into some birds talking. Listen, the only way they're going to win this game, in my opinion, is if they can score on special teams early and change the momentum, number one.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Birds has to get eight catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown, right?
Right.
And then that kid, Humphrey, he's a beast. He's going to have to stay on Fulgham. And I think what also is going to hurt, that offensive line, I'm a little worried that, Wentz is going to get hurt and end up putting Jalen Hurd in there. But
well, I'm not. You can't worry about injuries. You just gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta find plays, and you gotta get the ball out quickly, and you gotta get it to your back, which would be Miles Sanders, and you gotta get the ball out, and you can't turn the ball over. Once you
Correct.
Turn the ball over, you're dead meat.
Hey, what's the deal with Alshon Jeffrey and Deshaun?
Alshon, that Liz Frank injury. Remember the other players the Eagles had? It was over a year, so I'm okay with that. I'm disappointed in Deshaun. That's who I'm disappointed in.
Yeah, that was weak. So anyway, I do have a personality I think you may remember from back in the day. A fellow named Darryl Dawkins, one of my favorites. He used to always give autographs to my nephews and myself and all, talk to us. He was cool as cash.
Well,
remember
personality
him?
When he spoke to us and he spoke to people. Darryl Dawkins was that was a good one. That was a good one, Bill. All right, hold on, Bill. I'm going to get your information. I'll put you in the running. Darryl Dawkins is actually a good one. Let's go to Tim in Pittsburgh. And, Tim, I understand you went to the game last week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going again this week. As a Philly guy living in Pittsburgh, I go to the events to watch the other teams, not so much the Steelers.
Okay, so when you went, you weren't worried that in Pennsylvania – that's one of the states that's really spiking. Probably the Midwest is really spiking. But Pennsylvania has had a huge spike in the last week, too. You're not concerned?
I'm not. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe I should be. But, like, we go to church. I sat closer to people at Mass on Sunday.
That's a good idea, too. Remember, the church is not the building. It's the people. You don't really need to be in the church to pray. And I have no problem with people that go to church, but you don't really need to do it in the building.
Yeah, maybe it's just routine.
Yeah, sure it is, and I understand that. But we got to be smart. We got to get rid of this thing. And it's going to, all the people that really know what they're talking about, we can't listen to the president when it comes to this. We got to listen to the real scientists, and they're afraid there's going to be close to 200,000 more deaths, and it's going to spike because of the season that we're in. It's just we gotta get rid of this to get back to some kind of normalcy, and hopefully by the beginning of next year we have a vaccine.
Yeah.
But going to the games does not help in that situation.
Yeah, you got to live your life at some point.
Well, yeah, you do, but you can live your life. You can enjoy the game without going to it. What kind of – see, I don't think, and I'll find out tomorrow, that 5,500 people, assuming they have that many, and I don't know if they'll sell all the tickets, 5,500 people really generate the kind of emotion and noise that a home team – really gets invigorated with. What was the noise like last week in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, but it was more people piped in. You could sense there was piped in noise. There's no way.
So
that
the piped in noise was more than the people noise.
It was obvious, but I don't know. They're making money. It's fun to go. I don't know. But that aside, I'd like to get your thoughts. I haven't heard you talk about it yet on the what are the Houston Astros and Dusty Baker doing, for crying out loud? It's game seven tonight. I'd like to know what your thoughts are there. And
I'm kind of caught here. I like Dusty Baker. I would call him a friend. But I don't like the Houston Astros because of what they got away with. So I'd like to see – I'd like to see Tampa win because it's a good young team. We don't know who they are. Most of us don't know who they are. I would like to see Tampa win, but for Houston to come back from 3-0 to tie it at 3-3, is really an unbelievable accomplishment.
And you got to believe the pressure's on Tampa Bay, right? I mean, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely on Tampa. Absolutely. And then, so who's your personality, Tim?
Yeah, here it goes. This is Bob Uecker. I mean, God, the guy had his own TV show. He's on a Tonight Show 24 times.
Yeah,
I mean, this is hilarious.
You know what? I don't remember him as a player. I only remember him as an announcer. So really his involvement in baseball that we remember was not as a player.
He may have been
that way as a player, but I don't remember it. That goes too far back.
Don't you remember the clips of him? I want to say it was during a World Series that they were playing it. He's in the outfield shagging fly balls with a tuba. Somehow there was a band there, and one of the dudes had a tuba.
I know
Uecker
it was great, but I think you got to have a cutoff point so at least some people can remember him. But it's probably a good one, but I don't want to go back
Definitely
that far. But I appreciate the call. All right, man. Thanks for the call, Tim. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We've got some good ones. Buddy Ryan, Shaq. Shaq was, even as a player, Dallas Green. I hope people remembered him. Dallas was unbelievable. He would say exactly what he thought, and he would go off exactly when he wanted to go off. I'll never forget that post game in the split season, and it goes back 40 years, so I don't know how many people remember it, in 1981, close to 40 years, and he went off after a game because the team was already in the playoffs playing the second half of the season. So they didn't play with the same energy. He just went off, but he would do that a lot. Darryl Dawkins was for sure a good one. Hopefully we come up with some more that are more recent. Now, when I say recent, it's hard to find somebody from today, but maybe within the last 5 years we can find somebody. There's some people out there. We'll get to that. And we come back kind of close to this date in history, a really big moment for the Phillies. 94 WIP 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. Hey, what makes my terrific friends, and we've really become friendly at the Bruno Brothers, great, is that over the years they just get better and better and have consistently delivered great products and service year after year. From the fine cheeses, the cured meats, the prepared foods. I'm telling you, there's so many other things in the store. Last week I was at the 9th Street store. I'm telling you, I just wanted to eat. I just wanted to stay there and eat for hours. It's like a candy store for foodies. You know, by shopping at the Bruno Brothers, and I've done it, and you should do it. You should do it and just check, and you'll see how wonderful and delicious the food there is. And then once you bring it home, you won't stop eating. We all know DeBruno from one of their retail stores, from the Italian Market to Rittenhouse Square, Washington Square, Comcast, and Ardmore Farmers Market. Whether it's catering for your corporate luncheon, and I experienced their catering, what a great presentation and what great food. You have maybe social events. DeBruno, and with the season coming up, it's the season for you want to get together, and maybe you just don't want to cook. The Bruno Brothers catering team will put together some incredibly delicious individually boxed meal packages with COVID precautions in mind. Shop their online store at thebruno.com right from the comfort of your own home. The Bruno Brothers offers personal service. I know these guys. I'm telling you, the family is great, great, great. I know because I shop there. The Bruno Brothers has really stepped up and they've supported a lot of great things in Philadelphia. The Police Athletic League, the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House, Jefferson Together Fund, Philabundance, and much, much more. They are the fiber and a part of Philadelphia with great food. Shop at one of the Bruno Brothers' 5 retail locations or online, their online store at thebruno.com. Ninety-four, WIP. It's just we're trying to find some audio of Dallas Green for the people. And there's people out there, and I know there's people out there, you know, with time moves on and a lot of people don't really pay attention to the history, but he was, he's one of the reasons. Usually a manager is not the reason that you win a World Series, but he was a big reason. He didn't take any nonsense. And today you can't do that with players. That's the unfortunate part. You got to kiss their rear end. For instance, there's a story that Kyle found that Kawhi Leonard just did whatever he wanted to do with his load management nonsense. He lived in San Diego, which is not around the corner. It's probably about an hour and a half away from Los Angeles. And the times that he didn't play because of load management, the times because he lived in San Diego, was late for team flights, and they obviously waited for him. So there was a breakdown in discipline with the Clippers, and that could have been part of the problem with Doc Rivers. If he's going to allow that here with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, the Sixers are going to have a problem. He can't start off that way, and if the guys don't like it, then sit their ass down because you're never going to win with guys like that doing whatever the hell that they wanted to do. All right, October 19th, which is 2 days from now, was an important moment in Philly's history. It was World Series Game 5 in Kansas City. And Kyle, if you have it, let's hear it.
Fastball, swing, and a high towering drive to deep right center. This ball is out of here. Home run, Mike Schmidt, and the Phillies lead it 2-0.
Yeah, that was a big home run. The Phillies went on to win Game 5, and then they won Game 6 and won the 1980 World Series. That was October 19th, 1980, 40 years ago, with Schmidt's home run. There was supposed to be a celebration, a 40-year anniversary for the Phillies 80 team, and obviously it didn't happen because there was no fans and no events like that for baseball this year. I'm sure they're going to plan something for next year to kind of make up for it. But Dallas Green was a big part of that team. And that was a home run where Mike Schmidt didn't worry about launch angle, didn't worry about exit velocity, had a nice level swing through the ball because the top spin on the ball drives the ball rather than these guys swinging up. The whole game has gotten so bleeped up, it's an absolute joke because of analytics. All right, who's up here, Kyle?
Dennis.
Okay, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life, Dennis. How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, I just want to talk about Joe Morgan for a minute. He was the best second baseman that I ever saw. You and I are the same age, so we never saw Jackie Robinson or the guy.
Joe Morgan was terrific. And the one year that he was in Philadelphia, was really an important part of the Phillies getting to the World Series in 83. Now, they didn't win it, but they got there. And Mike Schmidt has so many good things that he remembers and says about Joe Morgan and how he helped him. Joe Morgan was a really great, great player. And yeah, he passed away this week. And rest in peace, Joe Morgan. It's just we're losing too many really, really good people.
My personality, you ready for this?
Yep.
The guy whose video went nationwide. All about practice AI.
You know what? That's going to create a decision here. Because Iverson, when he spoke, he would say whatever the hell he wanted to do. Now, it couldn't have been just one. That was just one thing. But that's pretty good. That's going to be a tough decision. It's going to be a tough decision. All right, well, I'll put you in the running, but you wanted to talk. Did you want to talk about the Eagles, too? Dennis. Yo, Dennis. Dennis.
Looks like he dropped off.
Dropped off. Iverson's pretty good. We don't have his information, so what am I going to do? Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you today?
I'm great.
Hey, okay, I want to make an Eagles play and get your thoughts on it. Eagles playing, I still may have a chance with this. Everything on paper says no. But
yeah,
they're playing to the level of the competition.
It scares me that it jumped 2 points.
On that, right? And you already hit on one of the things I think is intangible will be the fact that Lamar Jackson being a running quarterback. I think that'll play in the Eagles' hands this weekend.
Well, he's not 100. Nobody's 100%. But I don't know how badly his knee is. But he only rushed twice. He only ran twice last week, and he had a bad day throwing the football. So if they can get another day like that out of Lamar Jackson, they'll win the game. I don't completely count the Eagles out.
No,
I don't count them out because I think if they don't, it's so easy to say, but it's not as easy to do. If they don't turn the ball, if they're plus two, they win the game because the Ravens' offense, it's their defense that has won games for them. If they're plus two, they absolutely positively win the game, but they can't turn the ball over at all.
Do you think they're due to put together maybe a somewhat complete game?
Well, they're missing the right side of their offensive line. Are they due? I don't think you can say that they're due, but they get better each week. It seems like they get better each week. That was a close game last week. And I think they'll get better. Well, I'll say they get better, but miss the right side of the line is not a good thing. So that concerns me, and that's probably why the line jumped up 2 points. When's the last time a home team was an underdog by 9.5 points? I think that's too many, first of all. I think that's too many. But to say they win, can they win the game? Sure. They don't turn the ball over. They win the game.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, and my personality, I've been wrestling with this for a long time. Would ownership or management count?
It depends.
Okay, how about David Montgomery?
Well, David was a wonderful guy, but as a personality for stepping out and really saying, I'm looking for guys that make you laugh. I was friends with David, and he was a wonderful, sensational person. But as a personality, I wouldn't quite go there.
Well, that's why I asked if ownership would matter or not.
Well, it's not even ownership. It was very accessible, very good, but I wouldn't go that route. But thanks for the call, Bill. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Jim dropped off, so
okay,
Christian next.
Okay, let's go to Christian. Christian, you're on WIP.
Hello?
Christian, yep.
Yo, I thought you were getting Jim on the line. Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, I see you down there, Rock Hill Road, Baba, every once in a while.
Okay. It's every once in a while because it's rare that I go into a store. I go into a store these days. But, yeah, every once in a while I pop in.
Sports person, Tim McCarver.
Tim McCarver is good, but he wouldn't win. But he's good. But he was better. We remember him more as an announcer. I want a player or a manager or a head coach. And he was good as a player.
I just liked him as an announcer. He was,
I'm not looking for announcers because that's what announcers are supposed to do. But players in today's world are afraid to say something. They're told not to say something. But I want a personality from a player or a coach. So I would just tell you this, that Tim McCarver, who I like, I got to touch base with Tim just to say hello. That would not win. That would not win. All right. So the Eagles going to win tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Why not?
They could. They definitely could. I mean, if they go back to fundamentals and not play any ball, just stack the line, two tight ends, and just run the ball down their throat.
Okay.
I mean,
it's not going to be easy to run the ball down their throat. It's not that easy. They got to get the ball in Miles Sanders' hands, and whether that's run or pass, that's what they've got to do.
Right. Like with Westbrook, delays, this and that. I mean, they're going to have the line
They know better than us on how to do it, but they got to find a way to do it, and Carson's got to get Miles Sanders the ball. And yeah, if the run's not successful, you've got to get him out in a pass.
Miles' career is going to be short-lived, you know, if he gets smacked up.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's kind of overstated. But, Christian, I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us to take a look at the football, the college today, the pro tomorrow. I didn't get anybody. I got one call that would rather have George Springer than JT Realmuto. That would be me. And that would be one of the callers. But it's better for the team for their future. By the way, you know, normally, and this show is sponsored by the Borgata, best casino in Atlantic City. I miss it. You know, during these times, the station's not doing remotes. I miss the Borgata. And you can still go down there because it's still wonderful for the people that do go down there. Just make sure you follow the guidelines and do everything that you need to do. But it is important to do that. We come back. We'll have Mark Lawrence. We'll take more of your calls, and we'll come up with the winner for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, five locations, DeBruno.com. WIP Sports Time is now 9:38, and the action never stops at Borgata Sports. And right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 money line wager on any pro football team if they score a touchdown. And if they do, you win. Just use bonus code WIP100 when you sign up and make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Now, if you're ready to have as much fun as you do at MGM Resort's legendary Atlantic City Casino Hotel, then you're ready for Borgata Sports. Enjoy the football season like you've never enjoyed it before with parlay bonus payouts, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today, and download it is easy, or go to BorgataSports.com. Use the bonus code WIP100 to win $100. Now, there's many things out there. You got college football today. You got pro football tomorrow. You got the baseball playoffs. But if you can win, WIP100 is the code to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin on a little chilly Saturday here in Philadelphia, and but it's another football weekend, even though six college games have been postponed. 2, 4, 6 that I see. There's a rash of them because of the virus, but there's still games out there, and we'll talk to Mark Lawrence about the college and the pro. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Howard, other than trying to assimilate all these cancellations with COVID in the college and pro football world. It's like putting a Rubik's Cube together, a different one every week.
I know. And then I think the Jaguars closed down their practice to practice in somewhere else today because of a practice player testing positive. That's right. So they closed down their facility for one player. And then the NFL opened stadiums for thousands of people. It's such an hypocrisy. It's such a joke. It is an absolute joke. But money rules. It's money talks. But anyway, let's look at the college. Who do you like today?
I'm going to fade a couple of teams that what I call are leaking oil, meaning that they're favorites who have been out-yarded or out-gained in each of their last three games in a row. These are teams that don't cut the mustard. They're really playing poorly on the field, yet they're favored in these football games today. The first is going to be East Carolina. We're going to fade Navy, who is in first place, surprisingly, in the AAC, but they've been outstanding all four football games this year.
I couldn't tell you four teams in the AAC.
Well, I could tell you them only because I've got them up on the screen.
Right.
But nonetheless, they've been, like I say, soundly outplayed this football season so far. Playing East Carolina, laying points on the road at East Carolina, who's not a bad home team in conference play when they're off an underdog win. They're 7-2 to the number. I think East Carolina plus the 3 exposes Navy today.
All right. And who else? And Navy ended up beating Temple last week, too. Who else do you like today?
The other guy's going to be Arkansas. We're going to take 1.5 against Ole Miss. And this is an Ole Miss football team that has played 3 games, have been soundly out-yarded all 3 football games. They have a 641-yard defense, by far the worst of all the FBS teams that are playing here today. Arkansas is playing some pretty spirited football with the new head coach, Sam Pittman. I think they have a lot of new confidence here, and Ole Miss off that big letdown against Alabama where they had them, they thought, on the ropes last week and let them go. I think Arkansas plus the 1.5 takes Mississippi down today as well.
All right, I'm going to give you one game where the line looks like it's telling me something. Virginia's only 1.5 at Wake Forest. I like Wake. How do you stand on that game, if you like it at all?
I like Wake in this game as well, and what they do is they fit a criteria of mine that I really like in this, these teams in game 4 of the season. When they're off a win and they have a week of rest, it really bodes well for these football teams. You got Wake and West Virginia both in that role here today. And Virginia is kind of an up-and-down football team that, since Bronco Mendenhall has taken over, they've really not established an identity yet here. Wake Forest is a hard-trying, blue-collar football team. I think they come with everything they've got, and I think they take Virginia down today as well.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Same theory here. Leaking oil favorites, two favorites that are laying points where they've been out-yarded each of their last 3 football games. We're going to play against Detroit and play Jacksonville plus the 2.5. I don't know what Detroit does warrant being favored anywhere, let alone on the road. They're just 1-12 to the spread, the first of back-to-back road games. And Jacksonville, when they've been at home and they're playing an opponent that in the role that they're in here now as an underdog, as a home underdog, they're 7-2 to the number here. I think Jacksonville plus the 3.5 will be spirited in this football game here as well. Matt Patricia is one of these coaches that's on the hot seat, and I don't think he can do anything about it personally.
No, he's another one of Bill Belichick's stiffs as assistant coaches making head coaches. That's all he turns out is stiffs as head coaches. All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be, we're going to play Houston plus 3.5 against Tennessee. The same thing, Tennessee comes in here undefeated, but they've been out-yarded each of their last 3 football games in a row, sort of winning games with smoke and mirrors. They're 0-5 to the spread after Buffalo, and you know, the other thing that plays into the game is the fact that Tennessee comes in here up a Tuesday game. And, you know, that's sort of a body clock type thing where you know, your biorhythms are sort of out of sort and so forth and whatnot. Now they're going out and laying points on the road. With Romeo Crennel, not that he's the answer, but I think what he is he's not Bill O'Brien in that locker room.
Right.
Houston might be playing a little better football here under him these days. I'm going to play them plus the 3.5 as well.
All right. Let's take a look at the Eagles. Who do you like there? And it went up 2 points, and the only thing I can think is the right side of the offensive line's not going to be there.
Well, that's what they call cluster injuries, and Vegas looks at those real hard when teams are injured and there's a rash of injuries at one certain position, and that probably likely affects the Eagles in this football game. That could be the move in the contest here. But I do like the Eagles' chance in the football game here. You got a Baltimore Raven offense that is simply nothing what they were last year. A lot of name and reputation here. They ranked 26th overall in the league in total offense here. I don't think Lamar Jackson is 100% healthy. He hasn't played it thus far this football season here. And you look at what the Eagles have done under Doug Peterson when they've been at home in football games. When they're playing non-division teams that are coming up back-to-back wins, he's 5-1 straight up and against the number here. The first of 3 in a row at home for the Eagles. In that role, they've won and covered 5 straight times in this particular role. I think Philadelphia takes either Baltimore down to the wire or pulls the upset. I think they're a good play in this football game.
Do you like Tampa?
I like Tampa real well in this game. You know what you've got here is a momentum break for Green Bay. They start out 4-0, then here comes this forced week of rest, and I think it breaks momentum for football teams that are in a rhythm like they are. And the real thing in this game is this: is not only they won and covered all 4 football games, but they have yet to turn the ball over in any 4 of their football games, and that is an almost certain return to the norm. Turnovers are going to catch up with every football team, maybe not as drastically with others and some of the others, but eventually they're going to come back to the norm. And with no turnovers in the first 4 football games, it's very fortuitous play by Green Bay here. I think Tampa Bay exposes them on Sunday.
All right. If people are interested in Mark's services, 1-800-321-7777 on the internet at playbook.com. Mark, have a great week. We'll see what happens with the Eagles going into Thursday night's game. And they got to win one of these games. All right. All right. Have a great week.
All right. Let me go put that Rubik's Cube together, Howard. Have a good week.
All right. See you later. 94 WIP. All right. Let's try to get some quick calls and maybe some personalities to get a winner here. Eric, you're on WIP.
Yeah. How you doing, Howard? Just two quick points and a quick question for you. First, I think the Eagles are crazy for letting fans in to the stadium.
Yeah, and I agree with you. It's so hypocritical. You know, you close a facility for one or two positive tests, then you open up a stadium in an area that's spiking, and not as much as other, but it is spiking, and you're letting thousands of fans in there. It's just totally hypocritical.
Yeah, it's crazy. Second, the Eagles, they're going to win. They're going to win this week.
Wow.
We talk about it up and down.
I think they had a chance. I didn't like the line moving, but I think they have a chance.
Well, listen, if they don't win, they're going to cover the spread. Put all your money on the Eagles.
All right. Who's your personality?
My personality is, I know you don't want to go back too far, but, I mean, for someone not to say Broadway Joe, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is back too far, though.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand. I can't even remember some of the things other than the Super Bowl and the other things he said, and I see him. But it's he's probably good, but, yeah, I don't want to go back too far. But I appreciate the call, Eric. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing?
Great. Absolutely great.
I wanted to talk about, I've been digging into the Braves-Dodgers series, and they're stacked, 1-9 hitting
the
ball.
We don't have a lot of time, and I mentioned it earlier. Their development of farm systems is
so what I was going to talk about was the Phillies' lack of minor league talent.
We know that. And the Phillies, Phillies are the last in their division right now. They're the last. They're the last place team. Maybe they beat out the Mets, but the other teams have so much young talent. Who's your personality, Scott?
Two. I'm going back. John Madden as a coach. Him and then Billy Martin with the Steinbrenner, the Reggie Jackson stuff. And then your buddy, Chucky B, Charles Barkley. Nobody said him.
I took him out of the running because that was too easy. But I didn't want to go back too far. But I appreciate the call. Cora, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Hi. Question for you. Since everything's about strength and conditioning and looking at the injuries that we've had, what is your opinion or can you comment on Josh Hinkst's role as the strength and conditioning coach?
Okay.
Is he effective?
I'm okay with strength and conditioning coaches. Sports science guys, and I don't know how much Josh used sports science. I think sports science is a waste of time because there's still soft tissue injuries, and that's not all their fault because they didn't have enough on-field training, the mini camps, all those things to get your bodies ready. But I think sports science is so overstated, and that's my biggest issue. But, Cora, let me if you don't have a personality, let me move on and try to get...
I have a personality.
Go ahead. Who is it?
Bill Parcells.
Okay, but it wouldn't win. But I appreciate the call. Thanks, Cora. Have a great weekend. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Is it too soon to evaluate Howie Roseman's... This guy Taylor, the linebacker, has he played or is he hurt
They, you know, he has athletic skills, but they weren't really sure of the position. But because I'm up against it, who's your personality?
Oh, I had to have two because I wasn't sure if I qualified. The first one, when you said something different. My first guy was Larry Anderson. He tells it like it is. He's very funny. He's very good.
Yeah, but I wanted him as a player. As an announcer, it's too easy.
All right. Well, how about Larry Boa?
Larry Boa was really good, but I have some ones that are better than that. All right. Chuck.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, who's your personality? Quickly.
Hey, Howard. Long-time caller, first-time listener. Good show.
Thanks, man.
You got talent. Lawrence Andrew McCutcheon.
Good, but maybe he's – outspoken and says things, and I like what he says, but I don't know. His personality was with his alter ego stuff with Larry.
He's fun to watch. He actually makes the games fun to watch with his dancing and good, moving around.
That wouldn't be my winner, but that's a good one, and I appreciate the call. All right. So Kyle and I have come down to our final decision. There were some good ones. Buddy Ryan, Dallas Green, Daryl Dawkins, Allen Iverson. Some really good ones. I'd like to play some of those things. Dallas, we can't play any of it because there's too many curse words in there. I'm going to take Will with Dallas Green. Dennis, you were good, but you've won a lot, so I'd rather go another direction. Will with Dallas Green. Dewey was good with Buddy Ryan, but Dallas Green. And hopefully people Google it. Google Dallas Green, and you'll get a lot of profanity, but you'll see that he didn't hold back. So, Will, you are the winner of the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers and with five locations at DeBruno.com. And let me remind people of something else. We are all voting now. There's people that are voting. Please vote. That's an important message, I think, for everybody. All right, Kyle Quinn back on the other side. Glenn and Ray are next. Everybody have a great weekend. WIP Sports Time 956. And if you're in the restaurant business, the hospitality casino business, I think you should listen to me. I really do. You need to talk to my friends at PDQ Signature Systems. In the new era we have in food service, it's more important than ever to have all the solutions available to take your dine-in services outside with curbside pickup, contactless delivery, custom online ordering, and mobile tablets that are actually designed for rugged restaurant use. Everything that you will need for success in those businesses, you got to just check them out, including the best POS system in the marketplace. And that's what PDQ offers. PDQ POS, it's the fastest POS, it's the easiest POS, and it's the only POS you will ever need. Whether you have a single location restaurant or have thousands of locations, PDQ will help you sell more and save more. Between Joe Flynn, who owns the company, and his great, great team, they help businesses just like yours, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. Trust me and check them out. If you want the best, you've got to trust the best and trust PDQ POS. Here's the website, pdqpos.com, and tell them the King sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.